When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We got a concert announcement. Did you get that?
Yeah, 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. I missed it. We're talking about something.
Right, I texted it to you.
Concert announcements.
You want me to bring it up again?
No. You texted it to me?
Yeah, last night.
Oh, last night. Let's take a look. Ooh, oh, that's a good one, too. This is Korn and Stained, September 14th at the Auction Pavilion. Tickets are on sale Friday the 14th. You got that? That's a good one there. So you can get
it live on our website right now.
98kupd.com. Korn and Stained coming to town. Shows are back.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's what Brett said last night. Yeah. Thank God.
Like, hey, man, you got shows. Whether or not you want to go, because I already got a one about Hailstorm and Evanescence. What is this, brought to you by Midol and tampons? No thanks. I'm like, we haven't been allowed to do anything for a year, and they're already bashing somebody else's fun. Really? That's a show you guys? We didn't call them and go, would you be our first? No. They're coming to our town. Some people are going to want to see it.
Rise Against.
Primus, I don't want to see the Midol show. I'm kind of with you on that, but I'm not going to bash other people for wanting to go. Plus, they're in, like, November, right? Remember, that was the one where I'm like, kind of early on the ticket sales, right? And then Korn and Stained are going to come in and kick that around. Nobody's going to remember the Evanescence Hailstorm ticket sale Friday if Korn and Stained are there.
It could be like you were talking about, though, with the 80s shows, like Bon Jovi and everything. There's going to be tons of ass at that Evanescence Hailstorm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the rocker chicks are going to go see Hailstorm.
I think there's a factor that no matter what the show is, they'll be packed.
Not with girls, though.
Yeah.
No, I think, I'm telling you.
I think Evanescence and...
I'm not going to go, because I don't, it's not my gig either, but...
So it's kind of like a Lilith fair, almost. Like it's some
but
celebration
with straight
of
chicks.
Women.
Right. But with straight chicks, yeah. And chicks that shave.
Ooh, you hope so. I think Evanescence is a bunch of guys who...
Like, talking the Hailstorm side, not...
Oh, that's true, the Hailstorm, maybe. The Evanescence side is going to be all those guys who, like, dramatic...
Yeah.
Stuff.
Because like Hailstorm, she's kind of Pat Benatar-y, you know? I mean, like, she's kind of got that rocking thing.
Yeah. She's good.
Yeah.
Still not going.
No, I'm not either.
You can go to that.
No, I'm not going.
If you like them, go. It's not my cup-o, as Brady would say.
Not my cup of tea.
Which is basically like saying, I hate that. It's a nice way of saying, thank you.
Three stars.
Would you like to come to my house? I'm making dinner.
Not my cup of tea.
Oh, that was a nice way to tell me to go F myself. Thank you. I've been saying it's Tuesday all morning because Brett missed Monday.
Sorry.
So so it screwed up my week, you jackass. Plus, that Moderna shot has me spinning.
It's his fault, yeah.
I wake up every morning feeling hungover.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Woke up this morning, I'm like, I'm a mess. What, I got like an hour's sleep last night? It's brutal.
It's the microchips, man.
It's the nanos, bro. Enjoy your trip, dude. Whenever the government turns that switch and you become a zombie. Okay. That doesn't sound so bad. At least somebody else will be controlling stuff. I won't have to figure out when the plumbers are coming over or why the AC guy's not there. If I'm a zombie, I won't care. But today it's Wings Day, Brady.
Wings Day.
$16.99 per person for all you can eat wings at Hooters. Plus, grab a Bud Light draft on S Special. Hooters and Bud Light bring you the Brady Report. Then we say, Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Oh. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Limerick Day.
Do you have one on hand, I'm sure?
Of course he has to.
Come on.
What?
No way.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
You don't know the rest of that.
He had a hole in his bucket.
Mm-hmm.
He's pulling this
when
out
the ship
ass.
Comes in.
When the what?
No, you don't know,
I don't know.
You don't know what limericks are.
Yeah.
Sorry. When is haiku?
It's National Receptionist Day, too.
Oh. There once was a secretary named Susan who went out all night a-boozing. Brady took her to the boulder. She said she had, I can't remember. Nothing rhymes with that. Try to get the herpes line in.
She was very grumpy
and very bumpy.
Here you go. A forgetful old gasman named Dieter, who went poking around his gas heater, touched a leak with his light, he blew out of sight, and as everyone who knows anything about poetry can tell you, he also ruined the meter. Ha ha! We learned this in school.
This one?
Not that particular one. Limericks. Remember limericks and stuff? Why? To keep him alive, I suppose.
Didn't help you later in life?
No, I was like, yeah, right, my limericks.
There was a young fellow of Crete who was so exceedingly neat. When he got out of bed, he stood on his head to make sure of not soiling his feet.
Soil!
It's the original rhymey dad joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we learned limericks and haikus and all that. These are stupid. Irish.
Couple of basic fun facts.
Drunken knobs.
That's why they're drunk all the time.
That's right. They talk like, he wants what a boy from Toledo. Here we go.
I've been to Limerick, too. But they...
Didn't pick it up. Didn't...
No.
Didn't,
Popper.
Yeah. They had them on some, you know...
Did you assume...
Scribed that, on some stones.
Right. Through some sort of osmosis, you'd be then good
that
at
I would, yeah, yeah.
I've been to the city there. I'm telling you. Nothing happened.
They all speak to you in Limericks. It's weird. The Guinness Book of World Records is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, God.
As being the best-selling copyrighted book of all time.
Once was a vampire named Mabel, whose periods were very unstable.
Oh, no.
Every full moon, she'd go get a spoon and drink herself under the table. Thank you, Key. Now die in a fire. Yuck. Sorry, Brady.
Technically, it's illegal to mail used underwear to a pervert who bought them from you. Federal law bans it.
No kidding.
Technically?
Mailing indecent and filthy substances is what it goes under, and you can get up to 5 years in prison.
That's if the mailman's going, this envelope's bad. Yeah, somebody's got to know what's in there.
There are five Major League Baseball teams that have won the every time they've been in the World Series. Name the five.
All right. Here we go.
The A. No, not the A's.
The Marlins. The
correct.
Pirates.
One.
No. No, they lost. The Orioles.
No.
No, they've lost? Oh, man. This
Twins?
The Mets.
No.
No?
When did they lose? Oh, they lost to the. Yeah. They lost a couple years ago.
You're forgetting one right in the backyard, first of all.
Oh, Cubs. The D-backs. Oh. Yeah, D-backs. 1-0. The 1-0 thing doesn't really.
The Cubs, too.
No, the Cubs lost. They lost early on.
Oh, yeah.
They
way back then. I forgot about that one.
47. They lost. They hadn't won since 08, but they'd been there like seven times.
The Twins?
No.
Twins lost in the 60s. I'm trying to think of like the Rockies?
It's got to be one of the newer teams. Oh, one of the newer teams.
It's got to be those one and done.
Tampa's been in one and
done. Newer is warm, for sure.
Huh.
Kansas City?
Wow, this is
that
hard.
A new team?
The Padres? No, they lost to the Yankees, didn't they?
They lost to Detroit as well.
Oh, that's right, 84. I should know that.
Toronto?
Toronto.
Toronto, that's right. 92, 91, 92, something like that.
The Nationals.
Nationals.
Yeah. What it, oh, these
one
are
left.
One of those. Damn it.
One left?
One left.
The Rays didn't win it.
Did the Brewers?
They're in the outfield.
Angels?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They only won that one in 04.
Oh.
03? Somewhere around there.
Yeah, 1-0 is dumb.
Yeah, 1-0 is hard. Because you think of all the... Well, there's been a lot of World Series, too.
Yeah.
A new poll found we can only be in the car with our family for 3 hours and 46 minutes before they drive us nuts.
I can confirm that.
If we're driving with friends, it's a little longer. Still a limit. About 4 hours and 23 minutes before you got to get out and...
There once was a boy breather. From Toledo. His dad said, who cares, where are the Cheetos? And he never met his kid.
Oh, Jesus. Researchers had people sit in a room together and monitored how far away they stayed from each other when they were sober and when they got drunk.
Oh, boy.
What do you think they found?
They get a lot closer when you're drunk.
Yep.
Yeah.
An inch closer every few minutes.
Whoa.
As you drink.
Yeah.
Throw music in there. Some slow grind. You're making babies.
Throwing some Albie Sure on.
We have a former.
That's exactly it. Or it gets real emotional, and the next thing you know, you've got this going on. Oh, no, we're breaking up. Here it comes again. And he's just stepping into my office.
What? Why?
It's my firing music.
Step into my office.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Step into my office.
And look into my eyes.
Yeah, that's what Larry's got to say. Yeah.
Your severance package I'm offering.
Does Tripp sing that before he...
Look into my eyes. Ooh. You don't work here anymore. I hope real estate helps you get through your next door. See what I did there? Next door app. Anyway, you're off.
Bye.
Bye. Next.
Google just
cue revealed. The music. Brady, come in.
Oh, no.
Please wipe your face before you say anything. I don't want any of that barbecue sauce shooting at me. Sorry.
Google just revealed the 5 questions people have searched for the most.
Okay.
What time is it?
They Google that?
Yep.
It's on your screen.
How, and on your phone. And on your,
it's everywhere.
How to tie a tie.
That makes sense.
To kiss.
Google teaching you.
Where am I?
How does that work? I don't know. I'm curious.
And how many ounces in a cup is number 5?
8.
Well done, Richard.
Great job.
Yay, what do I win?
You're better than Google.
You get a sticker.
How do I kiss? Now, how do I kiss or how do I kiss?
How to kiss. How to kiss?
How to kiss.
Well, I mean, that question is loaded. How do I kiss a guy passionately comes up? Well, I don't know. Let's see. How do you do it? Or how do I? What makes a good kiss is a better question. How to kiss with pictures. 24 kissing tips.
A woman named...
The deeper your tongue, the better, I say.
Guy says, John, ask Doug Hopkins how he kisses.
Okay.
I don't know why.
How you kiss, Doug? He gives you the Doug Hopkins guarantee.
With a white snake.
If you don't like the kiss, he gives you $5,000. You're going to like his kiss.
A woman named Thea Loveridge just posted a TikTok video about how she got revenge on her ex-boyfriend's mistress. She says right after she and her ex-boyfriend had a baby, she found out that he'd been cheating on her the whole time with his ex-girlfriend. Oh. So she broke up with him. And then he went to jail. But the guy's mistress kept sending him messages.
We're missing something. Why did he go to jail?
We don't have that.
All right.
We don't?
No.
Why don't we as a collective have that? Is it because the information provider
doesn't
have it?
She didn't want to get into it on the TikTok, I guess.
Oh, I see. So this
She's
is TikTok
telling the
news.
Story. Yeah,
I'm TikTok Brady. News. I'm 13. Let's floss. This is some TikTok news.
But the guy's mistress kept sending him messages trying to figure out why he wasn't contacting her. So Thea told the woman he was dead, even staged a fake funeral.
Hold on a second.
And now 3 years later?
Yeah, there's a bunch going on here.
The guy told someone he was dead?
The woman told the mistress.
Got it.
That her man
was dead, even though he was in jail for us not knowing why.
Yeah.
TikTok news.
3 years later, she says the mistress still posts on Facebook about how much she misses him and how sad
she's still not.
She wish she could have saved him.
I don't like TikTok news.
Yeah.
It's too hard to
follow. Can we get some Kesha?
Me either.
So, 2 women sleeping with the same guy.
Yeah.
He goes to jail. We don't know why. Not in TikTok news.
Baby mama tells the mistress
baby
he's
mama
dead.
Says he's dead. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
While he's still in jail. For
yeah.
Whatever. And so she still posts things.
Well, yeah.
We all know.
They did this.
Right.
The story. She does not.
Yeah.
I'm Brady Bogan. I'm 13. That's your TikTok news.
Brady, will you do a TikTok dance to TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That's what'll injure you more than the race will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the race. People downstairs are going to show up to work early for this. Mm. Go ahead, Brady.
Ken Ford Bakery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin was robbed. A guy broke in and stole cash and equipment from them. Surveillance cameras got a few decent shots of the guy, but the cops couldn't identify him. So last week, the people at the bakery decided to spread the picture around by doing what they do best. they put his picture onto sugar cookies. So the icing was the picture of the dude. It worked. Someone identified him from behind the cookies. They put it on Facebook.
Really? Yeah. That's awesome.
Nailed the guy.
Food saved lives.
This car dealership in the UK had a receptionist take him to court about not being included on Pizza Fridays.
All right. He's the office bogan.
The GM would.
Hey, how come I didn't know about this?
Because we wanted some.
All right. See you in court, asshole.
Right.
They called a Pizza Fridays. The GM would buy everyone lunch, and someone would go around and take the lunch orders, but they skipped
Milton.
Malgorzetta is her name.
She's a pig.
Oh, yeah.
You thought, well,
Malgorzetta.
She was awarded $32,000 in back pay.
All the pizza she could
because,
eat.
Because she wasn't included on the order. There was a sexual discrimination against the GM and her at one time reported HR. So I think she was left out for a reason.
So he's a fatty chaser.
So he likes chunks. She wouldn't blow him anymore, so no pizza for you.
Yep.
I want to work in that off. That seems a little less uptight.
What are you
this
doing?
This guy got...
He's trying to prep
Richard.
Brady stuff. I know.
Sounds like women screaming in the background.
What the?
What is going on over there?
Yeah, wait till...
Let's just jump right to that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy that showed up to court on a Zoom court, and the judge yelled at him because butt effer 3000 came up on the screen.
What?
And the judge was like, what? And the
3000?
Yeah.
He's future man. Well, it's good to know that in, 919 years, they'll still be butt effing. Thank you, future boy. He doesn't look like the guy I pictured. The judge didn't take too kindly to showing up with butt effing.
Showed up late. He was the last one in.
And they got everybody's last names on this thing, too. That's hilarious.
We've got a guy named Brian Poulter. He's 33 years old. He lives in Florida.
Sorry, we're still laughing. When you visually see butt 3,000 in court, it's pretty great. Yeah, it stands out. Oh, no. How do you change that?
Sweater vest guy.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's all...
Everybody's proper.
Look, we're in court. We're doing the right thing.
Dude, Scott, you dick, how do you change this?
Sorry, Your Honor, my roommate changed my name to Butt 3000. I don't know how to switch it out.
Please, Mr. Butt 3000, silence or I'll hold you in contempt.
So Brian Poulter is 33 years old. He's living in St. Petersburg, Florida. Originally, he's from New England. So he and his buddy and both their wives were there. They started talking about Tom Brady, TB12. And the other guy lives in the Tampa area, and he's bragging about TB12 now on the Buccaneers.
Sure.
Well, Brian got upset. Basically,
Tommy
took a swing at his buddy.
Sure.
It's a battle. And then his wife tried to intervene and then shoved her into a table. She got a little cut on her forehead.
Tom Brady.
So he's arrested over an argument. Tom Brady being a Buccaneer.
Well, there's no argument, really. Tom Brady's a Buccaneer.
I know.
There's no real fight there.
Facts are not in
that's what he's saying. Look, I'm sorry. I lost my mind. But
it happens, but.
Angie Yee woke up on April 28th.
Timeout. If he wins another Super Bowl with the Bucs.
Done. It's over. He's.
Oh, no. He's already got the titles. But I'm just saying, if he wins another one, the Patriots still claim him just because of time. But if he goes 2-for-2 in a city. He becomes sort of Tampa's guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge.
Kind of like Kurt Warner.
That's what this guy was probably saying already.
Kind of, yeah.
He's now Tampa's guy.
If he gets two, if he wins one, it's a bot.
Well,
to me, last year's
the argument.
If he gets another one, there's not a lot of arguing that he's both Tampa and New England. I mean, it's the Patriots claimed that was their title last year. They still say, that's our guy. If he wins a second one, that means the Patriots have lost two without him in two consecutive years have given up on him. That kind of means that's tough. Because I know Rod Woodson went in a Super Bowl with the Ravens, destroyed me. Had he done a couple, he'd have been a Raven. Ugh. I hope that happens just so those people of Boston can act like everything, the world's against them. Because it is, world. Everybody hates Boston.
Dom would be on suicide watch.
Oh, my God. If TB12 would have to turn pewter and red.
I know. He followed him.
Huh?
He's a Tampa Fay now.
Well, we talked to him about that. He's got to pull that down.
Is he a Tampa fan?
Well, he's
goes where
struggling.
TB12 goes.
He's struggling. No. That's what he's doing.
I know.
That's not what he said.
You follow up. You know, you stay with your team.
I agree.
Regardless.
That's not true anymore, though. Like, because of fantasy football, younger generation follows players.
Ugh.
Especially in basketball. You don't have a favorite team anymore. You have a guy. Fantasy's ruined a lot of that stuff.
So Angie Yin woke up on April 28th. She just had tonsil surgery. And she wakes up with an Irish accent.
Oh, I thought Nathan Sunderland was working there and did the tonsil surgery, if you know what I mean.
No, this was 10 days after the surgery.
He's doing court soon.
Up. It's been ongoing. At first, she thought it was kind of a joke, but it's called the basically the foreign accent syndrome.
Yeah, it happens.
I was very rare, but she's...
Our Mexican friend Thomas Wells, I think, has that, because you wouldn't look at him and see Scottish. He looks like a guy at a Home Depot parking lot. And
hey, thought I'd come by your house today and see what's going on. Like, what in the world? Johnny.
Heavy Irish accent coming out
this
of...
This is an Asian
That's
girl.
Her, yeah.
And she's Australian.
Yes.
To begin with.
Yeah, living in Brisbane.
So she's Asian, living in Australia, but has an Irish accent?
Yeah.
Yep.
Italian. It says Italian here.
Oh.
Brady read that as Irish.
What the?
What the? Those T's, that's man.
Tough. It's a big word. It's a big word. Starts with an I, close enough.
So, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's the
no,
same
it's
thing.
It's not even close. It's
bended breath.
Look, nobody knows maps.
It's we have Mediterranean a, Irish.
Right. <she's,
laughs> yeah.
In the panhandle of
more
Ireland.
Offense to that.
Yeah. In the panhandle of Ireland.
That's kind of funny, though.
It's kind of the Sicilian. The Sicilian boot is mostly
whoa,
Irish.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, okay.
You these freaking Irish over here moving all over. Top of the morning to you, going boss.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I've got,
hey, I have a question for you. Did you, my wife? You get off asking me that.
I've got a quick wild world.
All right. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your wild, wild world. Here's the list of the deadliest animals on Earth.
All right.
Most recent tabulations.
Number one. Hello, Twitter world. O.J. Simpson. He's one for one.
The 15 deadliest.
Two for two.
Sharks are number 15. Six deaths per year.
That's not very deadly.
Number 14, wolves, 10 people.
They ate 10 people last year?
Yep. 13, lions, got 22.
That's pretty good.
Damn, you got to be a moron to play
number
with
12, man. Elephants.
You would think you'd have to be a moron to get killed by a lion, yeah. But then you think of the people who live in that area who are like right in and amongst them.
I don't know. Are they reported? I mean, they're out there.
Good point.
Those are the ones that they're reported, so it could
yeah,
be more.
Yeah, so I mean, they're out in the middle of nowhere.
You're right.
They're pretty good.
These are people that aren't, like, out in the woods. You're right.
These are a bunch of Bradys out there.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Look, a lion! You
know? He's right.
Yeah, I wonder Brady, if they break it down name. As far as the domestic
right.
kills or ones that are actually out in the wild.
I don't think they care about wild people, pygmies no. and stuff getting eaten by them.
Elephants come in at number 12, oops. 500 deaths.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Tied with hippos, 500. Then you get into tapeworms. Oh. 700 people a year die.
I know number one. It's been number one for ages.
Yeah. Number nine, crocodiles, 1,000 people.
Pretty good.
Roundworms, 4,300
we're
deaths.
Going into roundworms.
Then you get into the tsetse fly, 10,000 deaths. Assassin bugs, 12,000 deaths.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Allegedly. This one's, what are they? The commons, no, freshwater snails, 20,000 deaths.
What?
See, that's
choking them things down. Like you're having escargot.
No, you're going to the Laos. You're going over to those countries that just pick stuff up off the ground and call it cuisine.
Number four, dogs.
Yeah.
35,000 deaths. Number three.
Number
3,000.
Snakes.
No kidding.
100,000.
Wow.
Holy cow, that's big.
Not
number
he-
two.
Yeah.
Humans.
Humans kill.
437,000.
That's pretty good. Now, number one, Brady.
Mosquitoes.
You know it.
It's mosquitoes. They've been
killing. There you go, everyone, mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's right. Toledo jumped it out. And deer. Timing. Deer not on the list. Yeah, Toledo thinks he needs to chime in when you ask me questions. It's crazy. Yeah, why aren't deer on the list? They kill, don't they?
I thought they would be
for
up there, but.
Sure, they'd be up there.
Yeah.
Not. You all right?
Most of the time, yeah.
What just happened?
I don't know what
he
happened.
He started wobbling his chair. I thought we were going to have to pick him up.
We had to reset him there for a second.
You've got a little.
That's your wild, wild world.
Silent movie weird. That was strange.
We'll get into some radio videos.
Here we
Let's
go.
Let's do the first one.
That's right. That's what we're going to do.
The first one is.
We have no other option.
Which will be the first one.
Even if we do the second one, it'll be the first one.
You're confirming the point.
That's
here.
Right.
It will be the first one.
Let's do the first one in order.
The first one is Brett Vesley's inside hack on how to make spaghetti.
Uh-oh. Oh. Is it Brett?
Yeah. It's his
is it really
video.
You?
He has a model representing.
Oh, there's a naked lady in the thing doing Instagram. Right. Spagats.
Yeah, this is how Brett mixes his spaghettis.
Oh. What?
Takes the bottle
there's
of Prego.
A big Prego on the table.
Puts it on the counter.
You got any sound? You got to have some sound with this, Richard. I don't know. Here we go. He's pouring a Prego.
Holy cow.
Pouring it all over the beautiful right Carrera the marble floor. Island.
Yeah, that's
all
not
my
good.
Friends are coming over.
It could be an imitation. You wouldn't
it's
do this
clean.
To real Carrera marble. It's porous.
To make spaghetti for a crowd.
She's pouring
two
another
big
pile of
Prego. Got the two for
all just right in front of you. You don't have to worry about dishes or a mess or anything.
They've been climbing on that counter.
Yeah.
She cleaned it off.
Spaghetti all over your counter. Then the next step is
shaved.
You need a meatballs. Meatballs, okay?
Meatballs all
yeah,
over.
You pour the meatballs
oh
in.
All over her counter.
Oh
right, cut to the end of this thing. Is this any good?
Oh my gosh.
That's it. That's
no, just, I just
terrible.
Wanted to get
that's
the
it.
Never mind.
And she took the noodles and then she blends it all on the counter.
There's a little bit more.
Yeah, how delicious is this? It looks so good. If you want to.
Brady, this is girl humor.
She's not even hot enough to,
no.
to pass that off as food.
This is girl food.
There you have it. This now let's get to the hurting.
Now you must have thought this was fun with your Gilbert mom's meeting, because ladies with wine and stuff find this stuff hilarious. You need to edit these things.
Pretty nice presentation there at the end.
Food related doesn't mean it has to be on. I'm
counter
sorry,
spaghetti.
Brett, to you and your people. Counter Jeez. Spaghetti, not funny at all, especially two lonely housewives doing it.
We don't have jobs. We've never done lifted a finger in our lives. Let's go viral.
We got the Lady Ruskies in the slap contest.
All right. Oh, there's a skinny little lady.
Going against Cardi B.
Yeah, Cardi B. Oh, she takes the shot.
Just knocked the Botox right out
wow,
of her.
Wow, her lips are huge. Will skinny yeah. knock out
done,
Cardi B. Where's the sound?
It's just showing
there's
skinny.
No sound on this one.
Oh,
just showing skinny getting
she
clocked.
Took the hit.
Yeah.
That's a.
Oh, yeah. I think.
I need a follow-up.
Well, how's Cardi B do?
Yeah.
Looks like her lips are a little misshapen.
Both of
move
them.
Move the Botox around.
Wait a minute, that's it?
This is
that's
an,
it?
Another incomplete video. God damn it, Brady.
What is this?
Just a tease.
What kind of newsroom are you running over there?
Brady, we don't have the herpes. You can put the whole thing in us. Quit tipping us.
There's another one with Brett Vesley in there. No, it's a girl.
Oh, naked lady hanging
what
out
drunk
the car.
People do.
And she's climbing out the. Oh, she's in the window of a moving car, and she's in her underwear, and she just fell out of the car. And her friend thinks it's hilarious.
So do I.
She's down the ferry.
Are they both drunk?
He's not moving too fast.
Oh no!
That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. Well done, dummy.
Now okay. We've got someone scaring their pot belly pig.
Better.
In the
that was a little bit, yeah.
It's just,
he's startling his pot belly.
Prepare
pig.
For letdown.
Little right. baby.
Scaring a pot belly
hey!
Pig.
Hey! What are you doing?
What Toledo thinks is a letdown.
How
I
is that a letdown? You're an idiot. Yeah. That's a letdown.
What are you doing?
Did you hear that pig scream
oh,
back?
Yeah. Hits to the safety blanket.
Already to the wall.
Listen to it.
Hey! What are you doing?
That's the pig! The pig makes that scream noise.
As the one
hey,
comment.
What are you doing?
Porkio Drift is the comment in the
Porkio Drift solid. Toledo, please. That was the best one by a lot. Prepare for letdown. That was fantastic.
And this is a close call.
All right.
Biker into a bus.
Okay.
Good skills by the bus driver to stop just in time.
Oh, wow. That back tire is on his head.
That would have been more Prego on the street.
Would have been a Phil Leotardo moment for Sopranos. Wow. What's he stopping there for? And he front brakes it. So he goes right over the handlebars and right under the bus. Ooh. That thing stops right before the tire hits his head. Wow.
Man.
I can't tell if that's the back or the front of the bus either.
Now we got a girl's getting hurt. She's dabbing on her bike. Maybe
it's not my weekend. It's on a road cycle. He's in the gears. It's a little bit thick. Little chubby.
He's got a few more miles.
He dabs and oh! Don't let go of the handlebars there, Chunk.
Never dab on a bike.
No. Well, you can dab on a bike, but you have to have
your balance.
Well, no, you can't have that much weight distribution with
is
each
that
pedal.
What that is?
Yeah. She's still got too much weight on her body.
Skateboarder posting.
Actually, let's do that one last.
Are we going to watch all the internet today?
Another ride now. Got to make up for that Prego.
Another biker coming down a hill.
He's dead.
Oh,
is that a tree?
Man.
That sounded
Close
like
up
a tree.
The bank.
Close up.
Oh, God. That's a guy's head into a thing.
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't have a follow-up on this.
No, you don't need one.
I don't want one on that
we
one.
We don't need one. I'm not a doctor, but that guy's dead.
And then he posts it on a skateboard, the final one.
Guy on a skateboard going downstairs.
Post!
Oh! Handrail to the nuts. Didn't see the handrail at all till the last second. Me neither.
Think twice about bailing out of your trick.
He's trying to jump over it.
Yeah,
I can't watch.
And he bailed.
I'm out. Can't watch this anymore.
You're a skate dude.
I know that's why I can't watch it.
That hurt.
Whew. There you have it.
Okay, we could have gotten through that without the spaghetti thing.
Yeah.
Completely and been fine.
I apologize
that was
for the
terrible.
Spaghetti.
The spaghetti one is kind of
Brett Vesley spaghetti.
The pig was solid.
The pig was fantastic. What we needed today was the pig and the guy getting racked. The bus one was pretty good. The bike into the tree, fairly good.
The drunk broad falling off the car
was good. The
broad
falling off the bike. Oh, that's pretty good, too. But the spaghetti thing, that was terrible. And it stands out. It's the Lou Reed and Metallica of your selections today, and I just don't want to ever see it again. It ruined the whole album.
Lulu.
Lulu. Yeah, you had a Lulu moment there. Because you had Gilbert Housewives going toxic.
I mean, Viral. Let's go Viral.
We're going toxic.
We're
going
to go toxic on the Webernets. Get my pino. We'll make countertop spaghetti.
Island spaghetti.
Pretend your husband get home from a long day of work so he gets to watch you clean this.
Oh, I'm not cleaning it. We have a maid. He hires that, too.
I don't do anything. Life's summer vacation.
I got a headache.
I just don't feel like it. And he's going to want to have sex tonight.
No.
I have zero responsibilities. Pour Prego on the stuff.
Oh, do I hate the Gilbert Housewives?
$3,000 counters. Let's stain them.
So what? They're porous. He'll get a new one. That's why he goes to work all day. So I can act like an asshole child at home all the time.
Just friends over who are equal to it.
I'm bored. Let's do something like children would do and make Play-Doh cakes.
I get home, I'm going to smack your mama right in the mouth. There you go. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD. Well done, Brady.
Big, red, badass.